125 people from 12 countries arrived in Cable last Monday to take part in the International Paralympic Nordic Skiing World Cup. The Paralympics are an elite sporting event for athletes with physical challenges such as amputations, birth defects, and mobile disabilities. Event organizer James Bolin says that this is the first time the Nordic Skiing World Cup has been held in the U.S. There are athletes from around the world competing in this event, coming from Russia, Argentina, Yugoslavia, and 9 other countries, as well as the United States. In fact, war veterans are also among the ranks. Eric Frazier is a former Marine from Jacksonville, North Carolina. He says that this is the only thing that keeps him as active as he was before his spinal cord injury.
I used to be in the United States Marine Corps. I needed something that was almost equivalent to the hardcore stuff that I did while I was a Marine. So the elements and the two different sports combined into one is really the only sport out there that can come close.
Other athletes do it to keep going, like Augusto Perez, a 3-time cancer survivor who lost his left leg to soft tissue sarcoma in 2003. Born in Madrid, Spain, he now lives in Syracuse, New York.
It's not the end of your life. You just have to accommodate and adjust to the changes that are there, and also prove to people out there that when something happens to you, you don't have to become a couch potato. I have 7.5-year-old twins. They were born after I lost my leg, so they only know me this way, and they can see that I can basically do everything, even if I have to do it in a different way.
The competition wraps up today with freestyle races. Lucy Roberts, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.